Good morning. Well, US markets failed to hang on to a better start. We had the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq all down. The worst of the bunch was the Dow Jones, which fell by about 0.7% back below 25,000 points. And that means it basically wiped out about half of Monday's improvements. Initially, the market was encouraged by what seems to be continued progress between the relationship between the US and also China. We had news that last night that China is going to cut taxes on passenger cars from 25% down to 15%. It's been at 25% for the best part of about a decade. So as you might imagine, this was certainly helpful for automakers, General Motors and also Ford included. They both rose. The excitement was offset and wiped out quite quickly, though, by comments from President Trump, who said there's a very substantial chance that the meeting that was scheduled in 3 weeks' time with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, might not happen after all. So that certainly added just another layer of uncertainty to markets. The Dow Jones was the worst of the bunch, partly because had a handful of stocks that are quite heavily weighted for the Dow pulling back quite substantially. United Health, for example, was down 1.1%. This is the largest health insurer in the US. It's about 40 times the size of Medibank here in Australia. We also had consumer-related stocks dropping in the order of 1%, the likes of Home Depot, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, McDonald's, and also 3M as well were down quite heavily. Facebook made some news. It was down about a third of a percent. Mark Zuckerberg faced questioning by the European Parliament over the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Many politicians there were left a little frustrated and disappointed, it seems, but that had a bit to do with the format of the actual questioning. The politicians asked all the questions essentially in 60 minutes, and then they gave Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, about 10 minutes to answer them all. So that certainly left them open for quite a bit of disappointment. The European markets did much better. They all headed higher last night. The standout was the DAX in Germany, which rose 0.7%, coming back from a long weekend, so trading for the first time this week. In the UK shares there were up about a quarter, and the CAC 40 in France was up slightly as well. In Italy, shares there improved despite concerns of higher interest rates, bond yields, and also some political uncertainty too. On the commodities front, we had iron ore prices falling by about 40 cents. That's a drop of about 0.5%. Gold was largely steady, and oil prices did fall back a touch from the best levels in 3.5 years as well. The Aussie market today is set for a slightly softer start, according to SPY Futures, which are pointing to a drop of about 4 points. That's a fall of about 0.1%. And keep in mind, there's still hours left until the open, so that could certainly change. And we are coming off the back of 4 straight days of losses as well. Yesterday was the worst day for our market in 2 months. So the market has certainly seems, at least in the past week, has run out of a bit of that enthusiasm, which saw April being the best month for our market since the end of 2016 and hit 4-month highs as well. Today in focus, we've got a speech by the RBA governor, construction work done for the March quarter. We'll get Australian Agricultural Company out with its annual results, and the Aussie dollar 75.7 US.